I'm your host, Nancy Lombardo. Welcome to What's the Buzz New York? And I got a lot to buzz. I'm going to start off buzzing people right off the bat. We'll start with my favorite, of course, Betty Jo Tepper from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. She's going to be featuring Maureen O'Hara. So you want to check that out. Many people don't know Maureen O'Hara was a good singer. Very good. All right, who else do I have? Oh, yes, my favorite shows right over here in the hood. It's No Name Comedy Variety Show on Friday, March 16th at Otto Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. That's located on 14th Street between A and B, closer to B. And that'll be 7 p.m. tonight, March 16th. And that's run by Eric Vetter. And let's see, he's going to have a lot of great guests on. And, all right, you know, why don't I play a song and I'll get back to that part.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Milk and cereal, milk and cereal, milk and cereal, milk and cereal, milk and cereal.
Cereal, 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 cereal.
Show the milk, K
Okay, meanwhile, back to that plug. No Name Variety Show tonight, Friday, March 16th at Otto Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. That's located between Avenue A and Avenue B, closer to B. You can't miss the storefront, and it's wacky, and just go directly to the back. It's a free show. Just buy a drink. That would be nice. No cover, no minimum. All right, and tonight will be the No Name House Band, The Summer Replacements. Love them. Carl Fortunato and Fernando Morales Gonzalez will be featured. The show begins at 7. All right, that's 538 East 14th Street. Okay, and tonight, let me see if I can find the guest list. Well, I see it'll be Leanne Lord, and it will also be, let me see right here. Okay, I had the cast list. Charles McBee and Robbie Slowick and Jaffer Khan. Okay, so you want to check that out tonight. All right, and one more tomorrow, Saturday night at Dixon Place, will be Susan Jeremy, Two Dog Minimum, 7 p.m. It's a free show, Dixon Place. Go online, check it out. 7 p.m., Dixon Place. She's very funny, and it's a very funny show. I think Danny McWilliams might be performing, and there's always Rice Krispie Treats. So you want to check that out. I hope I got everybody. I feel like I'm missing somebody. Oh, George Bencher, not the mom and pop shop anymore, but go to George Bencher on Facebook and check out his new radio show, which I need to write down everything because I forgot what it is. But if you go to the mom and pop shop on Facebook, it should give you more information. Okay, he's got two shows now. I had it all memorized, and then he switched shows on me. What am I going to do? Okay, let's go to, what are we going to do here? I don't know. Let's see. Well, Tom Caroz is always, he wrote this new song. I like this. Indigo, a go-go. It's pretty fun.
Like to go-go to somewhere that's far. You won't be a no-show when the golden spirals are spun. Once you are there, you won't ever care. You'll see more than you thought you could see. Would you like to go-go where time stands still? It's closer than you know, no. And it guarantees you a thrill. If you believe, you won't want to leave. You'll stay there where there's never a bell. Indigo.
And now the comedy reflections of my young friend, Flip Wilson.
Everyone knows that Christopher Columbus discovered America, right? Everybody knows it. Even a dropout knows that Christopher Columbus discovered America. The thing is that very few people know that as a kid, this was all Columbus would talk about, discovering America. In fact, let me give you my concept of Christopher Columbus's discovery of America. See? Columbus lived as a kid in a little town with his mother and father. That was cool. He wasn't working. Had to live with his mother and father. As a kid, this was all he would talk about. The neighbors thought he was off his cookie. And he'd come by, he'd be there in the yard there playing, and they'd lean over the fence and they'd say, Christopher Columbus, what are you going to do when you're grown up? And he'd say, I'm going to discover America. Listen, you better cut that out. You know there isn't any America. You know the world is square. And Chris would say, they sure are. At 35, when he'd gotten out of grammar school, he arranged an audience with the Queen, Queen Isabel, Isabel Johnson. Queen's name, Isabel Johnson, and she asked him about this America project, and Chris tells her, if I don't discover America, there's not going to be a Benjamin Franklin. Or a Star Spangled Banner in the land of the free and the home of the brave, and no Ray Charles. When the Queen heard no Ray Charles, she panicked. The Queen said, Ray Charles! You gonna find Ray Charles? Is he in America? Chris says, sure, that's where all those records come from. The Queen's excited. She's running through the halls of the castle, screaming, Chris gonna find Ray Charles. He's going to America on that boat. What you say? Chris is fucking on. She wrote him out a traveler's check. Chris runs to the local Army Navy store. He buys 3 used ships, 2 pair of fatigues, some shades. Then he got his supplies for the trip. He bought 2 chicken sandwiches, 5 cases of booze, and a small small soda. He brought a small soda, 7 small sodas. Then he's ready to leave. Photographers and the reporters are all at the pier to see him off. All the girls are there, they're excited and screaming, goodbye, Columbus. He's gone on that boat. He's gone to America. Isabel was saying, she'd open one of those bottles of booze. Isabel saying, Chris gonna find Ray Charles. I said, be cool, Isabel. Will you be cool? Then he turns to the first mate. He says, weigh anchor. About 10 minutes later, the guy said, 7,482 pounds. Chris said, look, just put it in the boat, okay? Don't weigh it, just put it in the boat. When he'd gotten out of the harbor, first mate said, Chris, which way is America? Chris said, I don't know. We're going to have to sail around when we bump into it. So we better go this way. If we go that way, we'll sail off the edge like them other guys. 100 days later, the men are ready to mutiny. Chris has been goofing. He's been going through a bit like, back up, make a right, watch out for the edge. First mate says, come here, Chris. So Chris, look at me when I'm talking to you. So the men are ready to mutiny. The cabin boy said that if you don't find America in 2 days, he's going to give you a shot in the mouth. Right then, a piece of wood floats by the ship. Chris said, there's a piece of wood. So we're not far from America. That's American wood. And I know American wood when I see it. First mate said, why don't you cut that out? It's a piece of the ship. They're breaking up on us. Right then, the guy in the mast yells, land ho! Chris said, what does that mean? So that means he sees land. Well, pull over. Pull over. Maybe that's America. You guys are going to pass right by. You don't even know America. That is America. So look at all those spacious skies. Those amber waves of grain. Just dig that purple mountain's majesty. I bet there's fruit out there on the plain. It's a big holiday in America that day. Big holiday called Not Having Been Discovered Yet Day. All the Indians on the beach, they're celebrating. They got sandwiches, 6-packs, 3 or 4 bags of whatever it is they're putting in the pipe. Chris leans over the side of the ship. He says, hey, y'all, Where is it?
Very attractive little Indian girl said,
why? What's your name? What you want come around here in them ships?
See, my name's Christopher Columbus. I'm out discovering. Then I'm going to discover America. I'm going to discover y'all. The little Indian girl said,
we don't want to be discovered. You can't discover nobody if they don't want to be discovered. You better discover yourself away from here.
First mate said, Chris, they're hostile. Chris said, yeah, and they're mad, too. Said, but we're going in there anyway. That's America. They can't keep us out of there. Let down the longboat. And they let down the longboat, which was really a short boat on the side of the big boat. They called it the longboat because they had a peewee boat, but they weren't going to use that. They piloted the boat, they're heading into the shore, and men are laying down the boat because the Indians are throwing rocks, spears, flaming arrows, tree trunks. First mate said, Chris, we better not go in there. Those Indians are crazy. Chris said, turn the boat around, we'll leave. We'll make a map and give it to the pilgrims. Pilgrims will fix their wagon.
Lombardo. Hey, that's me. My CDs are available on CD Baby. Download them now.
I love Bob said that the TV had three channels, right? You guys don't even remember that. You didn't. They don't know this. Okay. Carol. I'm cool. But let me tell you something, and it might scare you when I tell you this, right? Don't be afraid, man. When I was growing up, the phone was attached to the wall.
Oh, my God, and you can only walk 4 feet away from it to talk. And other people who lived near you could listen to your conversation. It was incredible. I can't even black and white. $2. I mean, if you count Gray. It was great. And we only had 3 channels, it's true. And you get in a fight with your brother, and they break the antenna. So the little one would have to hold it with aluminum foil to watch channels. And that's how we watched TV. That was so stressful. It was so stressful for me growing up. Now we've got everything. I mean, the only way I keep up with technology is I had a son, and that was it. Charlie, you're very great. I got to follow this very old man. Very old man, sweetheart. But it's great. Listen, they just released A Cure for Insomnia. Did you hear this? Les Mis on DVD.
If the movie is too long and it sounds like the same song, then no doubt you're trapped here watching It's Les Mis. I had a dream the film would end, but it went on and on forever.
They're in the study. Let's talk about me. I'm an away woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. One's my husband. I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. Come here, boy. That's great. We've been married a long time. Secret to a good marriage is you gotta have date nights. Date nights. Twice a week you go out. Good food, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. He's always on some kind of new fad diet. This week it's coconuts and bananas.
It's all great. Coconuts and bananas. Even if I ask for anything else, don't give it to me.
Oh, he hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. She's so cute that way. I love it. It's fun being married too. That's right. And more about me. You know what? I'll tell you something about myself. It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. When I saw West Side Story, I said, wow, that is so my life. How did they know? Now, my mother's from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, land of hurricane, sugar cane, and don't comprend, don't explain. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying. She just turned to me and started screaming, listen, mira, no me hagas ahora, yo estoy en el carajo, estoy en el centro. And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to give me, these mom wisdoms, cliches, or cliches, as she called them. Mira, Nancy, yo dije eso de cliches. It's going to change your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You've got to take that beat with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. You know, she was just strange. She didn't give me good advice about finding husband. She told me to ask the amount is like a troop. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones, they never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child, his name is Michael, his Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I want to be there to answer all the little boy questions. I'll never forget, he's just so cute, always asking me about things, and I want to be honest with him. And so, you know, I didn't know how to tell, because when I was a little, my mom would brush my hair, was really curly, I'd go, ow, ow, and she'd go, Wiz, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? So, for the longest time, I thought having a hairbrush had something to do with having the baby. Now, with that in mind, I found a little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. And if you could just help me with this, okay? When I go like this, you go, There was a young sperm from the land of Testes near the Isle of Scrotum, who, like a million other lads, swam around in boredom. Laugh who lay in a foreign land. Instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hand, the stroking of a hand. One day a great excitement did rise. All the sperm swam upstream. But one special lady swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She had only one X, an X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, and that is how we all begin. That
didn't you, Charlie?
Mom, I went to New York with Dad.
I know where babies come from now.
Okay.
It's all good. That's so cute. What a nice, nice looking group in here. You guys just get it? You guys friends? Yeah, she is, right? Is she?
Yeah.
He's too shy, just like that. The comedian's picking on me. I'm sad. What's your name?
Mike.
Michael? That's the most popular name. Good for Mike. What do you do, Michael?
I'm a chef.
You're a chef? Chef? Good for you. What kind of chef?
Organic food.
Farm to table, very nice. That's it. Do you have any hobbies, Mike?
You play
some music? Do you have any favorite, what?
No, music and basketball.
Thank you, your translator, George Bettinger. Thank you. Your translator. You like to listen to music and play basketball. It's amazing how those little pronouns help me along there. But they play basketball. And these are your friends? Is this your girlfriend? No? No? That's an affirmative no. Okay, all right, you move further away too. Sorry, Mike, you're kind of cute. Okay. All right, so you're a chef, you like basketball and music, organic food, and she's not your girlfriend. Good to know. What coincidence, Mike, I happen to have written a song about your life, and it goes like this. I know a guy, sweet as can be, but he only likes to mumble information to me. Okay, there you have it. All right, my three recommendations for this weekend are No Name and a Bag of Chips. Tonight, Friday the 16th, 7 p.m., no cover, no minimum. Great comedians that you'll see nationally on TV and everywhere else. Hosted by Eric Vedder, the lovely Eric Vedder, and the Summer Replacement Band. Don't forget Dixon Place, Susan Jeremy. That's tomorrow night, Saturday at 7 p.m. It's free. All right, the phone's ringing off the hook. Gotta go. Big kiss. Bye-bye.